SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. There's been deadly flooding and severe weather in the southern Midwest today.
One man has died in Dallas after his vehicle became stuck in high water during heavy rain and severe weather. A tornado touched down in the Kansas City area, and firefighters made about 70 water rescues around Wichita, Kansas. With more storms in the forecast, officials warn that the soil in the area is saturated, and even an inch or two of rainfall could lead to localized flooding. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A former secretary of the U.S. Senate says it's understandable that Elon Musk has grown frustrated with the slow pace of change in government spending.
Kelly Johnson tells the Salem Radio Network Musk's frustration is due in large part to his experience as a successful entrepreneur.
I think he really is very concerned about the deficit. This guy, he's a business guy, and he likes to move fast.
Johnson says there's a world of difference between the private sector and what goes on Capitol Hill.
A very different process for how things happen.
A process that often confronts those ambitious for change with the need for patience, consensus building, and compromise.
This is sausage making, and as we all know, that's not always fun to watch.
Bob Agner reporting.
The Security Service of Ukraine on Tuesday claimed to have conducted a new attack on Russia's Kerch Strait Bridge.
The SBU posted a video, photograph, and statement to its official Telegram channel detailing the operation, which it said lasted several months. The statement read, quote, SBU agents mined the supports of this illegal facility. The underwater supports of the piers were severely damaged at the bottom level. 1,100 kilograms of explosives and TNT equipment contributed to this. The official account for the bridge said the structure was temporarily closed after the explosion. The Russian Defense Ministry and government are yet to comment. Bernie Bennett reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 91 points, SRN News. Christians prepare to celebrate Pentecost.
Believers around the globe will gather this Sunday to commemorate the coming of the Holy Spirit on the apostles as described in the Bible. The Bible also indicates that commemorations of the event began shortly after it first occurred. Many churches will have special services or special events on Sunday. Some hold an all-night prayer vigil heading into the date. Eastern Orthodox congregations will hold a three-day feast to mark Pentecost. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
World Boxing has announced mandatory sex testing for all athletes. It's all part of a new policy on sex, age, and weight, which the governing body says will ensure the safety of all participants and deliver a competitive field for men and women. The fighters' national federations will be responsible for administering the tests and providing the results to World Boxing. World Athletics became the first Olympic sport to reintroduce chromosome testing. SRN News. Markets lost steam in mixed trading today. Correspondent Seth Sutel reports.
Stocks moved mostly sideways in a quiet day on Wall Street as the market's momentum slowed after rallying for several weeks. The S&P 500 was essentially flat Wednesday. The index is within 2.8% of the all-time high it set in February. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 91 points. It's about 0.2%. The NASDAQ Composite rose 0.3%. Treasury yields fell in the bond market following a pair of weaker-than-expected reports on the services sector and hiring by private employers. The yield on the 10-year treasury fell to 4.36%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Europe and the United States say progress has been made, but there was no breakthroughs during a meeting in Paris to negotiate a settlement of a tense tariff spat with global economic ramifications. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.